With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nearly three dozen members of Congress plan to leave in the coming year, and that could increase the Republican majority.
The chairman of the House Republican campaign arm, Congressman Richard Hudson, says retirements are going to be a huge problem for Democrats, but not for Republicans. The approximately 14 GOP lawmakers leaving the House are from Republican stronghold districts, and there's little chance their seats would flip. But for Democrats, some of the two dozen leaving are in very competitive districts in California, Michigan, Virginia, and other states, opening a possibility Republicans will win those seats.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, a New Year's surprise in Denmark, where popular Queen Margrethe II says she'll abdicate the throne January 14th after 52 years and hand it over to her son, Crown Prince Frederick. The Queen announced it's the 52nd anniversary of her ascension to the throne after the death of her father, King Frederick IX. The 6-foot-tall, chain-smoking Margrethe is Europe's longest reigning living monarch, and she's the country's head of state, but it's really largely a ceremonial role. Ohio's Republican governor Friday vetoed legislation that would have barred transgender youth from receiving sex change operations. Mike DeWine said the bill is essentially claiming the state knows better than the kids' parents.
While there are rare times in the law, in other circumstances, where the state overrules the medical decisions made by the parents, I can think of no example where this is done where it is not only against the decision of the parents, but also against the medical judgment of the treating physician and against the judgment of the treating team of medical experts.
SRN News. America rose up against woke capitalism this year.
It all started with Bud Light. When the brand decided to partner with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a lot of people said, enough. A grassroots boycott of the beer quickly gained momentum, tanking Anheuser-Busch's profits, ending Bud Light's reign as America's most popular beer, and costing three corporate executives their jobs. Target, Nike, Maybelline, and other firms that have embraced transgenderism paid the price in 2023. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent, and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman says the legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term, which will end in 2027. This is SRN News. Two lawsuits say Nebraska's two largest cities are violating a new state gun law.
Those two cities prohibit guns from public places, such as parks. The Liberty Justice Center filed lawsuits challenging executive orders issued by the mayors of Omaha and Lincoln. The lawsuits were filed on behalf of the Nebraska Firearm Owners Association. State lawmakers in April passed a bill allowing people to carry concealed guns across the state without a permit and without the need to complete a gun safety course. It also overrides stricter gun laws in cities like Omaha and Lincoln. Officials in both cities say their actions are legal. John Scott reporting.
A California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places taking effect New Year's Day, even as a court case continues to challenge it. The law prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. More details at SRNnews.com.